Nolte, study says cord cutting will crater pay TV to only 38% of U.S. homes, by CNN. By John Nolte on June 19, 2023. The latest study on the inevitable death of pay TV, cable and satellite, but not streaming, shows that in a mere 4 years, only 38% of homes will subscribe. That means CNN, a left-wing propaganda outlet that spreads conspiracy theories and violence, has only 4 years to live. Nolte cannot survive without pay TV. Why? Because CNN cannot survive on merit. What's merit? I'm glad you asked. Merit is revenue based on advertising rates, which are based on viewership numbers. CNN is a fake news outlet attracting only around 500,000 average primetime viewers. If CNN had to survive on merit, CNN would have died more than a decade ago. What keeps CNN alive is pay TV. If the sewer pipe of hate we call CNN is available in your home, you are subsidizing CNN. Even if you don't watch those smug bigots, you still pay their salaries through your cable bill. The death of pay TV is the death of CNN, and that death is nigh. Global TV subscription revenue will fall to $173.6 billion in 2027, from nearly $200 billion just a decade earlier, declining at a 0.9% compound annual rate between 2022 and 2027. And the number of U.S. pay TV homes will further drop to 49.9 million homes in 2027 amid continued cord cutting, reducing pay TV's presence to just 38% of U.S. households. People are moving to streaming, which is not only cheaper but, in most cases, there are no commercials. Even free streaming services like Roku TV, Pluto, and Tubi that include commercials show a lot fewer ads than the 20 minutes per hour cable TV bludgeons you with. Streaming has its issues. I know I no longer subscribe to anything anymore, but at least streaming is based on merit. If you like a streaming outlet, you subscribe to it. On the other hand, pay TV forces you to pay for and subsidize hundreds of channels neither you nor anyone else watches like Nolte. This same study shows that streaming is nowhere near the bonanza everyone expected. The subscription video on demand, SVOD, boom triggered by Netflix, which sparked streaming wars on a global and national scale, has dominated the OVER, TIHI, TIOP market over the past decade but stuttered in 2022, PwC's latest outlook finds. As record subscriber uptake during the COVID-19 pandemic slowed dramatically, or, in the case of Netflix, declined for two quarters, a new commercial reality has set. Some OTT players have been forced to reassess the growth at any cost mentality strategy, which created an unsustainable global content arms race. With that said, there's clearly more room for growth overall. It's just that this growth will be less concentrated in the hands of one or two major players. The report forecasts global streaming video revenue rising from $116.5 billion in 2022 to $133.0 billion in 2023 and $174.6 billion in 2027 for a compound annual growth rate, CAGR, of 8.4%. That jump from $133 billion to $175 billion in streaming revenue might look good, but most of these streaming subscribers are losing billions. The woke right took Hollywood over at the exact wrong time. What the entertainment industry needed to attract streaming subscribers was awesome content. Instead, fascists like Disney and others produce rhetoric, propaganda, perversion, and child grooming. It was dreadful timing during an epic, the first time the industry could not summit a massive change in how people consume entertainment by providing them with attractive content. Instead, everything's filled with homosexuality, shaming, scolding, hate whitey rhetoric, anti-American ingratitude and whining, and other left-wing talking points. If Disney produced content for normal and decent people, it would make billions instead of losing billions. The collapse in pay TV subscribers is also bad news for Fox News, MSNBC, MTV, Comedy Central, and others. The ratings just aren't there to survive on revenue or as a standalone streaming service. Fox had the ratings until the cucks dropped Tucker Carlson. But now the cucks are as dependent on pay TV as MSNBC. Pay TV is nothing more or less than affirmative action for left-wing networks. The sooner it dies, the better that is for America, liberty, and common decency.